One of my idols, President of Allied Nation. Jeff, how are you today? Where are you today?
I'm headed over to North Broad. We're doing a cleanup day for Earth Day right around the Metropolitan Opera House. We opened up a few years ago right on the North Broad corridor. So if anybody wants to come on, grab a room, let's go. We do it every year.
Odyssey had a bunch of people out at Fairmount Park yesterday.
It's a wonderful thing. And anybody who can participate, help clean up the city. We know we need it. So let's get, if you got time to weep, you got time to sweep. That's my motto.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's all good.
I got one for you that I don't know if it came up or not, but Ty Domi. Did he come up yet?
Yeah, Ty Domi did come up. It's so easy to take hockey players because there's so many, well, you used to be more dirty
guys. Gomez, and, there's been quite a few of them. That have been Flyers, particularly, we would get into fights with. Terry O'Reilly would definitely be one, of course.
There's been some really good ones put out there. Mike Tyson might be the leader in the clubhouse right now because
when you bite an ear off, I think he kind of, it's hard not to win the trophy for that, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. It really is incredible. Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to ask you a serious question. And Larry Maggot has already addressed this. You guys are, when you do concerts at the Wells Fargo Center, you're obviously very happy doing them there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The Sixers are going to try to entice people if, in fact, in that building at 10th and Market is a joke. It's just, there's nothing right about it. There's nothing right about it. It's a new building configured for basketball. I don't care. Would you think about moving to another building? I know I put you on the spot. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
No, we enjoy a great relationship with Harris Blitzer, sports and entertainment, in many places, including the Prudential Center. This isn't a cop-out on that answer. It just would really remains to be seen where it's located, to be honest with you. But where we're located now, although people sometimes say, we have three venues that are right around there and it can be a traffic problem, try to go to Gillette Stadium or any of the other places around the country and see what real traffic is. I like the sports complex presently where we are.
Yeah, and you know what? And I agree with that. And here's the other thing, which hasn't been put out there, which I was told by a Sixers person. They're going to have a park or a ride and share. They tell you that there's 9,000 parking spots in that area, but they're blocks away. So they're going to have buses or whatever, vans or whatever, to take people from the parking lot to the arenas. How's that going to work?
Well, one thing that I do know about Philadelphia fans, and it's definitely a fact, is that we're tailgaters too.
Yes,
so we like to go early and hang out, no matter what it is. We do a show called Trans-Siberian Orchestra every year, which is a beautiful holiday show that sells out two arenas, and there's people out there having a good time before a family show.
I never thought of that, Jeff. That is a great point.
What I'm saying is, so without tailgating, the culture really does suffer.
You know what? A great, an absolute great point. I think he answered the question without answering the question. So, hey, listen, if they build it at the Navy Yard or they build it in one of those Jetro lots, that's fine. But they're going to save downtown Philadelphia is what they think. They're not saving anything.
I think with our culture, you need to have parking lots. People like to go hang out and tribe. And that's where the event starts, is out in the parking lot a lot of the times. BSing with your friends. Maybe grabbing a beverage, but not too many, because you might, or having a designated driver, of course, always. But that's where the experience starts, Howard. That's who we are. We are tailgaters.
You know what, Jeff? What's your next big concert at the Wells Fargo or in town here?
Man, we got so many big shows happening this year.
We got
Billy and Stevie happening at the football stadium. We got Beyonce at the football stadium. We got the Dead happening over at Citizens Bank Park. We got two Pink shows at Citizen Bank Park. The Met is just crushing it. The Fillmore is crushing it. And then all the great shows.
Yeah, the Met, I think I came to one of the events at the Met, and I forget which one it was. It's a nice little venue. It's a nice little venue.
It's going great. And then tonight I'll be over at Jerry Seinfeld at Borgata. So I make a lot of miles on the car, but that's what y'all pay me for. And I thank everybody for coming to all our shows.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling, and it's always great to talk to you. Even if it's not on the air, it's great to BS with you.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.